broadcasting since Y2K. This is All Indie Radio with DJ Frederick, playing indie folk, indie pop, indie rock music, with a little chill hop on the side.
forget yet increase the distance, and I'm trying so hard to delay its permanence. This has happened over you. Drink myself stupid, and I'm feeling pretty stupid.
All four tracks from a wonderful double 7-inch single released on Matinee Records called A Smile Took Over. Those are great, great tracks, classics. Sweet William with Briaris, Uni with You're So Much, The Lucksmiths, I've Got It and It's Not Worth Having, and we started off with Ego and Stephanie. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to All Indie Radio on WMNBLP 107.1 in North Adams, Mass. Thanks for tuning in. If you have any independent music requests, you could email me at freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com.
Exploring science in the sea. You might not think that the way an iceberg melts would matter much, but it does. As an iceberg melts, the change in ocean temperature and salinity can alter currents and have other effects. So scientists need to know how and how quickly icebergs melt to make sure their ideas of how the oceans work are accurate. Researchers in Australia recently contributed to that effort with experiments and mathematical models. Their work showed that icebergs don't all melt the same way. They tested blocks of ice of different sizes and shapes in the laboratory. They then compared the results to their models and found that real icebergs should melt in the same way as the ones in the lab. Among other findings, the researchers discovered that small icebergs should melt at a faster rate than big ones. In addition, a skinny iceberg with a lot of ice below the ocean surface should melt faster than a wide berg with less of its total mass below the surface. And turbulence below and around an iceberg as it plows through the water can make it melt up to 50% faster. All of this is important because more icebergs are breaking off glaciers and moving into the oceans. As they melt, they're contributing a huge amount of fresh water to the oceans. But the time it takes for an iceberg to melt can range from months to years to decades. So having a better handle on how icebergs melt can help scientists make more accurate forecasts of how the oceans could change in the years ahead. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Here's something brand new from the Arctic Flow on Sunday Records. The album is Lost You Long Ago. It's available on cassette and compact disc, and I think even vinyl. Yes! This is a tune called Countryside on All Indie Radio.
There was something in your eyes in the summer in the countryside. I remember.
I hope that this will last forever.
Maple's Magic Castle with a tune called Sailboat. Before that, Pencil from Australia with History. Prior to that, something from Colin McSloy from 1997. Very cool cassette we'll be playing some more of here on All Indie Radio. It's called 10 Tales for the MTV Generation. And we started off with the Arctic Flow and Countryside from a brand new release called Lost You Long Ago. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of All Indie Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And remember, keep your mind free, keep your radio free, and keep your spirit free.